on the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision, to have Dr. Steve Tharp with us this morning. Dr. Tharp, good morning.
Good morning, and it is a beautiful day. Finally got past the rain here a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Let's start off with the Delta variant, because that's what I've been watching the last week or so. It seems like if you've not been vaccinated, you're going to be the carrier of this Delta variant, and you'll be susceptible to the COVID and coronavirus if you don't have your vaccinations, and you're almost a breeding ground of sorts, right, for this Delta variant and any other variant.
Yes, I think your analysis is very wise. The Delta variant is really a game changer, as we often say, has made a big difference. We are experiencing increasing cases all across the nation, and it's pretty much all due to the Delta variant. And this is a serious problem. The variants are going to happen as long as infection continues. We've been lucky so far that the variants have all been susceptible to our vaccine, and the Delta variant also is susceptible. But the longer this goes on, the more likely we are to develop something that's not, and that will require booster vaccines if that does appear. So I'm very concerned. We are behind in our vaccines, and I think that we really need to be working hard to get there. The vaccine is the very best way to stop this pandemic, no question.
That's what we've heard from both you and Rodney Wan and a couple other folks we've talked about. I know we've talked about this also, Dr. Tharp, with you and some others and here on Party Line. Is there something we can do to get more than 38% of, and that's not an exact number, but 38 to 42% is, I think, what Rodney told me is the percentage of folks vaccinated in Clinton County. Is there what can we do to get more people closer to that 70-75? That seems like a pretty daunting percentage we've got to reach.
Well, you're absolutely right, and what we've seen is that the people who have really wanted the vaccines, I think we've caught up with them, and now we need to be explaining to people why they should go ahead and get a vaccine, even if it's not something that's high on their list. None of us wants to go back to where we were last year as far as trying to control this virus. And if we do not get vaccines, we're going to be forced to go back to isolation, masks, all of the things that that nobody wants to have. People need to understand that we've been given a great gift in these vaccines. I think it's a little short of a miracle that we actually had the work that needed to be done before this vaccine hit. The only reason we've got a vaccine now is because work continued on developing this new kind of vaccine during a time when we didn't really need anything. And instead of taking 5 years to figure this out, we've managed to do it in less than a year. But if people don't take the vaccine, it's all for naught.
Right.
We have to get there. I honestly am starting to look at this as sort of an invasion by this pandemic, this disease. You may not be worried about it for yourself, but those around you, if you don't get too sick with it, but you spread it all around the county, there are going to be lots of people who are sick with it. And that's you know, we've got to get away from that. We have to understand that we have a responsibility to the rest of the people around us to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't see this. We can't tell what's happening until it's too late. We have to take the vaccine and get things under control. We now have vaccines available down to age 12, which means that many of our athletes and the extracurricular things that we all love associated with school and our kids can go on if people are vaccinated. If they're not, we may have to not have those things. So it's very important, not just for you alone, but for the health of our community and our economy, to go ahead and take the vaccine. I would love to convince people that this is the right thing to do. And if you really think that the risk of taking the vaccine is greater than the risk of having the illness, then I'd like to give you a short course in statistics.
No kidding. I mean, we're already seeing large populated areas. I mean, look at California, LA County. They've already gone back to a mandated mask wearing, and they're looking at limiting inside populations. So, you know, we're already seeing that reversal because the Delta variant is so high out there, and it's one of the bigger risks that they've got going on. It's all over the country. We haven't seen a lot of it here yet, but we're going to. It's just a matter of time. And like you said, people don't get vaccinated. Kids 12 and under, they can't get vaccinated because we don't have anything for them yet. So, common sense, those are the ones that are going to pay the price for adults not going in and getting vaccinated.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I've looked at the numbers, and my just sort of off-the-cuff calculation, if we don't pick up the pace of the vaccines, it's going to be 20 months before we get to an effective level of coverage in Clinton County.
That seems like a long time.
That is a very long time to be wearing masks and worrying about what's going to happen to grandma and all of the things that we have to work on. This is something we need to do. At the health department, we're looking at ways we can take the vaccine out to people so they don't have to come in or make appointments or do things. It's going to be imperative. We've been given a gift. There are so many countries that are out there that are just literally dying for the opportunity that we have. And when we don't accept the gift that's been given to us, shame on us.
Yeah.
Shame on us.
Dr. Tharp?
Yeah,
I was just going to say thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, and stay healthy, and think about what you can do, to help your neighbors and your friends and the people that you see get through this. Even if they don't completely understand it, they need to come to the realization that this is the right thing to do, and it's up to all of us. It takes not just a village, but a county to get this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Tharp. Ditto on that. Continuing on, the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision. Clinton County Commissioner's President Josh Hewitts joins us on the phone for a few minutes. Josh, thanks for the phone call.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk to you about a couple different things. First off, some of your thoughts on the Clinton County Fair last week. It was nice to get out and see some folks, wasn't it?
It was. It was nice that we were able to kind of get back to almost normal and have the whole fair and see everybody get to come out. You know, I think they had, despite the challenges we had with the weather, it seemed to me that they had a really, really good turnout. And I think the Antique Tractor Club had over 100 tractors get brought in. And we went and checked out the 4-H projects, and there was mm-hmm. a ton of those. And there was certainly quite a crowd on all the days that there were livestock shows. And then they capped everything off the other Saturday night with a derby. And we live across the street. And I was at the fire department that night, and my wife sent me a picture that grandstands were full.
Oh, yeah, it was packed.
Yeah, so it was good. Good deal. So.
The one thing that's on everybody's mind right now with COVID is, we've talked about having it in the rearview mirror and in a post-COVID society, but while we was talking with Dr. Tharp, this Delta variant is pretty serious, and as someone who is the top decision maker for the county, this is something we've got to take serious, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I caught the tail end of what Dr. Tharp had to say, and I'm not sure anybody could have put it any better than he did when he said, we've really been given a gift, mm-hmm. and, we've been given the key to the door to get us out of this situation, and we just need to take advantage of it. I think he said, I think one of our meetings here about a couple, 3 weeks ago, Rodney had updated, said they had vaccinated over 16,000 people, which is, roughly half the population of Clinton County. Now, that doesn't mean that that's every one of those 16,000 were from Clinton County. We had a lot of folks coming in from from other counties. But, I figured early on we would be doing well if we got to 50% of the population in Clinton County just because of, mm-hmm. the uncertainty that we faced early on with the vaccine and whether or not it was really a good thing or not. And I think it's overwhelmingly proven to be safe and extremely effective. I think I read the other day the CDC or somebody said that 98.2% of the hospitalizations right now are from COVID are folks who have not had the vaccine.
So I saw that too.
I don't know how you could have any more definitive proof than that. And it's unfortunate. There were early on there were some folks in leadership positions that could have had a bigger effect on whether or not people took the vaccine, and nationally and the national media, they play a large part in affecting people's opinions. And unfortunately, you know how that stuff goes.
Sure.
Either way, I'm not advocating one way or the other on
right.
who your choice of nighttime entertainment is. But,
right.
but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think we're starting to see those. There's some high-profile personalities have in the recent days come around and said, hey, this is something we need to take serious. This is something we need to do. You need to get vaccinated. We've seen former President Trump say that he got vaccinated. Folks need to take this serious.
Right.
Need to quit messing around. And so I think it's kind of, we're looking good right now, but like Dr. Tharp said, I hope we don't get complacent and have to slip back, because good Lord, nobody wants to go through that junk again.
Yeah, you'd think that'd be enough motivation for people.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's so happy now and so glad to be getting back to what I would consider, about, 90% normal. You hardly have to wear a mask anywhere around here anymore.
Right.
And, if we can get, if all it takes is a few more people getting vaccinated to help us secure that, then my goodness, I don't know why we wouldn't take advantage of that. So I've done it,
mm-hmm.
My family's done it. We're considering, we've got a child at the age that could do that. So we'll see. I encourage everybody to do it. I didn't personally have any problems, but it affects everyone differently.
Yeah.
But it's nothing compared to, spending a week in a hospital or being on a ventilator or anything of that sort.
Yeah,
so,
worse. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
I guess as Clinton County Commissioner's President, you do watch the CDC. You're in close contact with the health department,
yeah.
Dr. Tharp and stuff. So this truly is something that is sort of a developing story, right? You're just keeping an eye on it and trying to make the best decisions you can, and you'll never please
correct
everyone, as you know.
No, I said that a long. I learned that lesson a long time ago, Kevin. You'll never make everyone happy, but buddy, let me tell you, you can sure make everybody mad.
Sure. Yeah. So, all right. Well,
we're keeping an eye on it, and I appreciate you guys having me on. Sorry, I missed you the last time. I was on duty at the fire department, and I just couldn't get away from work to get on the phone for a little bit. So, apologize to everybody for that. But I appreciate you having me on this morning, and you know, everything you guys are doing to help educate folks about the vaccines and getting the word out. So, you guys have a good day.
You too, Josh. Thank you. That's Clinton County Commissioner's President Josh Hewitts.